Pets. We've all had them, whether it's the family dog, fish, or even a pet rock. In this podcast, me and my group are going to be talking about the pets we have, used to have, and even ones that we wouldn't want.
I'm Sarah. I'm a ninth grader, a freshman.
I'm Abby. I'm a junior.
And I'm Lily. I'm a senior.
So, does anyone have any pets?
I have a dog who's 5 months old now, and I have a fish named Todd. Oh, my dog's name is Kenai, too. He's named after, like, a river in Alaska, or the bear from Brother Bear.
Just to have a lot of fish, but they all died, so...
I have one dog, his name's Toby, and my best friend's dog is Charlie, so we kind of base their names off of them. Good luck, Charlie. So
oh, that's funny.
Her dog's name is Charlie, and mine's Toby. I'm not a cat person at all. I think dogs are so much more friendly and they're so much more easy to take care of, I think.
Yeah.
Weird, because I'm a cat person.
Well, I'm also, like, allergic to cats, so it's, like, hard because my eyes get really itchy and, like, I, like, can't be around them, so.
Yeah, my mom is allergic. Anyone with any interesting pets? My friend has two goats.
Oh. I used to have, like, chickens and bunnies and a guinea pig and, like, so many animals, but that was a while ago, so.
I used to live in California, so everyone had, like, snakes.
Oh.
Which was so gross to me. I hated seeing them.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's a hypothetical. You move out and you go to college, like, when would you want to get a pet of your own, or would you ever?
I mean, the problem with having a pet in college is some, if you're staying at the college, some dorms might not allow you to.
Yeah.
But after college, like, would you want to be married? Would you want to have an apartment or have a house to get your first pet, or...
I would probably just get, like, fish to start out and, like, easy animals, then maybe, like, a dog. But also, like, since I just got a puppy, I can see, like, how hard it is to, like, train and take care of a dog. So, it's, like, a lot of work.
Yeah, you might want to wait a while before getting a pet to make sure that you have the time. Unless they're fish.
Yeah.
What would be a pet you don't want?
A frog. I hate frogs so much.
I personally don't think I'd ever have a cat, but like I said, I also hate the idea of, like, snakes as pets. I think it's so weird.
Yeah.
The thing is, they could go anywhere.
Even if you have them in, like, their little hot boxes, like, they still... get out sometimes, and that's so scary.
I mean, some snakes are cool, but other than that.
What's, like, an exotic pet that you guys would want if you could? Like, anything.
Probably, to be honest, a ferret, because those are...
A what?
A ferret.
Oh, yeah.
They're just snakes, but
yeah.
I have such a weird obsession with sloths. I think they're absolutely the cutest thing ever. And if I could have one just, like, chilling in my bedroom, I think that would be so cool.
Yeah. I would probably want, like, a koala because they're my favorite animal and I think that they're cute. Except when they get wet, they're really ugly.
Koala.
Now that you've heard me, Sarah, and Abby talk about pets, I'm gonna ask you, what's your dream pet, and what's one that you would never want?
I don't